Yeah, pretty disappointing. You know, we had a great opportunity to take a step forward and we didn't grasp it. Very disappointing.
Talk us through your execution in the end of regulation, first of all. You must have been proud of the way you guys fought back to force that extra period.
Yeah, I think the last 2.5 minutes, you know, I think we were down by 6 or something at that stage. So it kind of looked a bit bleak, but we found that fighting spirit, you know, that we know that's there, and that was pleasing. We got a good look at the end, and then, you know, Casey got that tip in the centre and overtime.
And then overtime, the execution offensively?
Oh, just too many turnovers. If we don't turn the ball over and get quality shots, we were getting neither. We weren't getting quality shots and we were turning the ball over. And you can't do that on the big stage, bright lights. And, you know, real disappointing from our offense is taking the last 3 weeks have been pretty good. Today it was rubbish.
You must have been having the look that Greg got at the end of regulation, albeit
screaming. Yeah. Look, just to get the ball back. Schools are tied. To get the ball back and get a shot opportunity is fantastic effort.
You're disappointed you couldn't make more use of Warwick failing out in that extra period?
Yeah, well, there's more the quickness when they went to small, and, you know, Holt was on fire. He was a difference between the two sides. He came out, you know, on a mission, and we had no answer for him. You know, he got his eye in, and once, you know, the shooters, hot shooters that they are, get their eye in, it's pretty hard to battle and keep them quiet. I think in the first quarter they got 7 threes. You know, certainly not in our game plan to give that many open looks up and give them 31 points. They feel comfortable. And the other 3 quarters, you know, we play pretty strong. But once a team with that talent gets their tails up, they're pretty hard to put the, you know, genie back in the box.
Yeah, we're disappointed.
You know, we'll let that get through and then we'll analyse it. You know, obviously we've got to get better. Our execution down the stretch was pretty bad. Even the third quarter, I thought we had 3 turnovers in a row, that we got some stops and we could have really got some distance in front. But, you know, if you're not, you turn the ball over, then we got hesitant. You know, the guys were open and not looking for the shot. And it's pretty hard to score if you don't want to shoot the ball and you're turning the ball over. So, yeah, we got to look at that. We've got 3 games to tidy that up and you know, finish the season strong.
Trevor, 3 narrow losses to Melbourne this season. Can you put your finger on why it is you're not getting
behind
this
question? Yeah, no, look, two away in Melbourne were close. You know, we didn't have a... Damo and Casey didn't play that game. I thought we played pretty well and maybe a couple of calls went against us in that game. But look, when you get to the top of the table, it's going to be 1 or 2 possessions in the game. The quality of players on there, it's going to be that. And unfortunately, we've been on the wrong side of that.
Trevor Hedges says Casey's game tonight after he was a game-time decision.
Yeah, look, he soldiered on. He was obviously hurt. He was playing through it and trying, he was getting fatigued, so probably shouldn't have played him that much, but in the heat of the battle, we were going, so hopefully he pulls up okay.
You tended to play Nate more sort of in those late game situations, or was it because they were going small?
Yeah, when you're chasing, you need, I thought we need to get more mobile from that, so, you know, that's, again, maybe we should have, and we'll go back and look at it.
Hard to get top spot now, but how crucial is it to at least get a
top 2? Oh, we've got to get in the playoffs, number one. You know, we haven't secured a playoff yet, so we've got to do that, and then hopefully we'll finish the season right and give ourselves a good chance.
You mentioned that this was kind of like a bit of a playoff
tradition,
I suppose. Does this give the guys really good experience as to what
they're going to confront? Yeah, well, that's the heat of the battle, you know. That's when you've got to execute. Screens have got to be good, the ball movement's got to be good against the heat of the battle. It's no use doing it when you're 20 up. You know, maybe we got a little bit soft. You know, some of the games have been coming a little bit easier for us, and full credit to Melbourne tonight. They they came out with the intent and the firepower in that first quarter to, you know, put us off the game.
Casey, you have a very late fitness test. So have
yes, yes. Well, obviously, it went well as he played. As soon as I talk to the medical staff, I'll have better information for you, so I'll be just guessing at the moment.
Damo, just given the stakes tonight, is it going to be hard to move on from this loss?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it's one we'll review, and it's one of those ones where you're going to dread watching it, because I think there's a lot of us that are disappointed in our own individual performance. Yeah, myself included. So, you know, it was primed for everything we wanted, top of the table clash, over 12,000 people on our home court. But, you know, you can't play your best basketball when you're chasing. And I thought we had to do that too many times tonight. You know, the group coming off the bench made a run late in the first quarter to save us. Obviously, late in the fourth quarter, we had to do the same thing. And then we're trying to do it in overtime. And quality teams build leads, maintain them and build it. We're giving up leads and then chasing. And that's not the style of basketball we want to play or the situation we want to put ourselves in. So hopefully we can rectify that in the next two games against Sydney and then finishing off with Adelaide in the regular season. A couple of sloppy turnovers. I thought we missed even in the fourth and then going into overtime some easy ones at the ring, just being stronger with it, and just little bunnies that normally we'd make every day in practice and just putting it through the hole. And then obviously, you know, they start it, we get a stop, get a decent look, and then they come down and Chris hits a big three. I think we gave up 7 quick points and we're on the back foot again. But they executed, they backed themselves to hit shots, and they did.
Do you think part of that was a fatigue thing in overtime after playing
No, I thought the longer the game went on, probably the better our defence got, and that's not the way it should be. You should jump out of the blocks, apply your most pressure, you know, for the first half, three quarters, and then fatigue's supposed to set in. But we left the style of defence we want to play too late, and I don't think we started forcing turnovers until late in the fourth and then overtime. And in the end, we forced a lot of turnovers, but yeah, it was too little, too late.
Do you